Das ist auch von Rallus hier, nicht mehr.
So jetzt ja chayet bemachto isom lechashecha. Heisam, machto, chayet, that's the weaver, person that sews a lot, he shouldn't go out with his needle, somach lechashecha, that means Friday afternoon, near shkia, before shkia, even though midiraita it's mutter, but midirabon anachok, you shouldn't walk out before the shkia. Why? Shema yishkach v'yetzi. Maybe you forget and you go out with it on Shabbos itself. Therefore, before Shkia, you shouldn't walk out with these things. Shouldn't go outside with them. Shrasham Yishkach V'yetzim Mishatechshech. Together, if you walk out with them right before Shkia, maybe you continue walking with them, and on Shabbos, Gufi, you also walk out with them. Now, exactly how he's wearing his needle, that was seen in the Gemara. There are two ways how you can wear the needle. Either a posher means in your hand, and like that, everybody's asking Michai, if you would take a needle in your hand and walk outside on Shabbos, you'd be chayiv midiraisa. There's another pshat in the Gemara, it means stuck into his begit. That only a weaver wears a needle in his begit, even that is awesome. We'll see in the Gemara how the case is talking about. Right, the v'loy halavler, same thing, a writer, a sefer. For kol musay, he shouldn't walk out with his pen. V'loy, to the swalachas. Right, v'loy yifale es kelev. You shouldn't be mafale, kelev means clean them out from the light. You used to have lights in your begotten, you want to try and pick them out to kill them on Shabbos, so you shouldn't do this either. This posture is on Shabbos. Shrashi lo yifal es kelev, nevaya kinyim, cleaning out the light, in the begotten, chamina biyati plitzi, come a course time, we'll soon explain what the reason is. This is an issa on Shabbos itself we're talking about. Lo yikor li yor haner, you can't read in front of a candle on Shabbos. This is on Shabbos itself. If the only light you have is a candle light, you're not allowed to read in front of the candle light. What's the Xavier? The Trash, the Korlir Haner, the Sefer, and the Sefer, Shema Yate Haner, Lohavi Yashemin. Amal used to have oil candles, and you're afraid if not so light, you'd want to move the wick towards you to make it light better. And on Shabbat, that would be an issue of the Raisa. Therefore, the Bonum will go, you're not allowed to read in front of a candle light. The Fiya Fiya Psila, Shiyadlik Yofa Venim Samavim Shabbat. If you're going to move the psila, the wick, towards the shemen, you're going to make it burn better. That's an issa on Shabbos. Right. The BMS of the Mishnah, BMS. Omru hachazin roya heichin tinoikis kerin. A chazin, though, he's allowed to look and see where the tinoikis, where the children are reading on Shabbos. This is talking about the gzera not to read in front of a candlelight. But just to see where they're holding, that's not an iyun, that's mutter. Avol hu la yikra, but he himself really can't read. He can't sit down to read in front of the sefer, in the sefer, in front of the candlelight. But just to see where they're holding, that's just to see for a second, that's mutter. Shrashi hachaz means chazna knesset hamakara, hamakara shiva, means the balkara, that has to lay in the sefer Torah on Shabbos. Hakaran b'tero pom misheni yodei heichen tzvich hanikris. He comes Friday night to shul. He wants to look over the Sefer Torah to see exactly where he has to stop. And he sees that the Rebbe is teaching his Talmidim. He's allowed to look in the Sefer Torah to see where they're holding. Then current to say to Lohanir, the base Knesset. He's allowed to take a fast glance to see where they're holding. I will see in the Gemara, the Tanoikis Shabbos Rabban, if they're learning and the Rebbe is there, they're afraid of the Rebbe, so there there's no Gzera, maybe the Tanoikis will touch the, pull the nair towards them, because the Rebbe is watching them. Therefore, Rebbe is allowed to learn with his Talmidim. Talmidim can look in the Sefer in front of the Or. So we have Talmidim learning there anyway, the Bakur is allowed to come in and take a fast glance to see where he's holding. Shash Lish Nachrin, another Pshat is, Chazim is the Mlam Tanoikis, a Rebbe that's teaching Tanoikis. The Sam himself wants to take a fast glance to see where I should start teaching tomorrow, where I should end up, since it's only a fast glance, it's not an ian in the sefer, that's mutter. But if ma'ayin to learn the sefer by yourself in front of an air, it's awesome. As by electricity we have today, you don't have this gezeira. And that's awesome again, that's awesome. Some people don't use electricity on Shabbos, you only use candlelight, so you have this gezeira and not allowed to learn in front of a candlelight. All the thing Gemara, there's few to them. If you have somebody else to tell them they should watch you, then it's mutter. So the Mishnah ki yotze boy, another type of gzera we have is lo yoichal hazov im hazova. A man that's a zov should not eat with a zova with neherigal averus. Maybe they'll come to do averus together. Trashik yotze boy lasos hakokal averomru. Another type of the gezeira the rabbanon said to take away from doing an azera will yechol azov im azova. The kol shchein tor im azova. A tor that a person should not eat with the zova. The herakol azera of neshim terach shemet yachdim yova liva zova shibekaris. We're afraid if you eat with her together, that maybe you come to have beer with her, and that's the chiyuv karis if you boil the zova. It's also to be boil the zova. So mishum haracha gezeira they said you're not allowed to eat together. Exact hachokas we'll see in the gemara. What does it mean you can't eat together? So the Gemara. Tanan Hosta, we learned the Mishnah Lay, the Mishnah Erbin, Yamedo, the Rishus HaYochid, the Yishta Rishus HaRabin. Somebody is allowed to stand in a Rishus HaYochid and drink water in a Rishus HaRabin. There could be a bar of Rishus HaRabin, and he's drinking the water there. Or else Rishus HaRabin, he could stand in a Rishus HaRabin, the Yishta Rishus HaYochid. He could drink water in a Rishus HaYochid. Avalim Hichnas. Okay, it's awesome. This is all awesome, right? Lo Yam, the person is not allowed to do this. He's not allowed to stand in Rishus HaYochid and drink water in Rishus HaRabim, or else stand in Rishus HaRabim and drink water in Rishus HaYochid. That means you're standing in one Rishus, and you stick your head outside the window, and you want to drink water outside in Rishus HaRabim. You're not allowed to do. Because as a gezeirah, maybe you'll take the water with you back up into Rishus HaYochid. So you're taking water from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid, you have this gezeirah. Aval im hichnis roishe v'rubay l'machim shushayseth mutah. But if you stick your head and rove of your body outside the window to drink the water which is around him, then it's mutter. Trash lo yam adode, v'shus ha-yachid v'yoshit tiz, v'roish lo v'shus ha-rabim, just to stick your head out v'shus ha-rabim. Lechos klit, hold on to a klit v'shus ha-rabim, v'lishtois, and to drink. T'gzeres shem yoytzi ha-kli elo. Maybe you bring the klit towards you, v'nim tzum es chayim chattis, like this, come to say, she chayim chattis. Atoy speaks out, Alocha is only talking about a case where you really need the kli where you are. Like here, you're inside the house, and there's water outside. Now really, it would be much better for you if you could bring that water inside and drink it here. So what are you doing? You're sticking your head outside and drinking it there. So Midrash says mutter. But the Rabbanu made the gzera, maybe you're going to come right back in, because really, it'd be more geschmack for you to do it here. Mashenki Louis, so it's not geschmack for you to do it here. Let's say there are cases where you have a key, standing, you're outside of Rishus HaRabim, and you have a key standing right inside the Rishus HaYochid, and you want to put your hand inside the Rishus HaYochid to get the key, to open the door, and then to put it right back again. That's mutter. Even though you're standing outside the Rishus HaRabim, and you're putting your hand inside the Rishus HaYochid to get the key, and to open the door, because there's no gzera, you'll take it outside for you. You have no purpose to have the key outside. It's better to leave the key inside where it is. There's only a gzera here where the kli of water that you're drinking outside would be much better for you to take it inside. So therefore, there's a gzera, you can't stand inside and drink water outside, because we're afraid maybe you'll bring the water inside to you. But if you take Rosh Baruba outside your head, and part of your body is outside, then it's mutter. It's always there's the kasha, which you still say it's also. When you drink water outside, l'chura you made nakira b'shus rabim, you put it into your mouth, but l'chura, where does the water go? It goes down your system into the stomach. L'chura, where's the munach? Where does it rest in your stomach? L'chura, your stomach is b'shus hayachid. So baiti should be chayiv. I feel you take your head and rush ruba till here outside, but when you drink the water, your head outside, the water is coming into your body and it's resting in your stomach. So baiti should be rishus hayochid. So today is a terrace yeshleima debliyosai hainu hanachosai. As soon as you drink the water, swallow it, when it gets first second, it gets into your throat, that's called hanocha. So about your head is outside rishus harabim, it's called you made an akira and hanocha rishus harabim. That that the water itself goes through your body, that's not called another hanocha. As the anocha by eating something or drinking something is the b'liyosai hainu anachosai. As soon as you swallow it right away, it's munach. Therefore, midi rice, it's mutter to do this. Keep your head outside. Just rabbonim medik zera, maybe you come to bring it inside. Just if you bring, have roshe v'rubay, rove your body outside, then it's mutter. So the more of a chen begat. The same halacha applies by agat. Agat is usually a vat where they make the wine. We'll soon see what it means. Come for us, look exactly what begat is going on. This vat where they make the wine in it. So the Gemara is boyelihu. Carmelist mind. What's going to be the halacha if you're in a Rishus HaYochid and the water is in the carmelist outside? So the shadow is, really you want to stick your head outside to drink the water in the carmelist. So the Rabbanan making gzera notes, till it's also is maybe you bring the water inside. Because here it's only gzera. Even if you do bring the water in from the carmelist to Rishus HaYochid, it's only enough from the Rabbanan. So maybe the Rabbanans don't make gzera. You see the bride, the Mishnah Erev, is talking about Rishus HaRabim. That's the Xavier of being over Nisavirisa. Or the Carmelist Mai, the Drashik, going Bika, you have an open field.
dem Rabbonen hu di yoslach nit lohoyti. It's only yosem Rabbonen to carry from a karmelitz into a shusha yochid. Mahal is Rashi lamad b'shusha yochid, oi b'shusha rabbin, vi yoshid roish lechatchilu l'toycha v'yishta. Could you stand in one reshus and put your head out into the karmelitz to drink the water in the karmelitz? Is there any gzeira? Omer Abaye hihi. Abaye says yes, he makes the gzeira l'gzeira by the yisr hoitzoh. Since it's an easy hoitzoh, like very easy to be over, you're not used to not doing it. So here the Rabbonen made gzeira l'gzeira, and the cloud is the chur is called kulo chod gzeira. It's one big gzeira. Rashi hihi, kishem shosarnu zu b'mishnaseinu kach zu asur. Same way it's also from Rishus Rabban to Rishus Yochid, who would be in the Karmelitz after Abaye also also. But Rav Amar, he passed like Rav Amar, he goofed Gzeira no. In the Karmelitz, not to carry from the Karmelitz, Rishus Yochid is also on Gzeira with the Rabbonin. The Anan Nekim and Gzeira, we have a car, we don't make Gzeira on Gzeira. The Rabbonin only says, don't do certain things, today you shouldn't come to do an Issa Deraisa. But here, carrying from a Karmelitz into Rishus Yochid is only with the Rabbonin anyway. So here, where you put your head outside to drink in the Karmelitz, the Rabbonin didn't make the Gzeira, maybe you'll bring your head back inside. There's no purpose to make this called Gzeira, Gzeira, they don't offer this.
You're right.
So Shad was trying to buy you. So yeah. Sometimes you say it's called Kuluchot Gzeirvi. Sometimes the Rabbonin force so fit to make the one Gzeira. Because if you don't Mekayim the second Gzeira, even the first one won't be Mekayim. So it's not really called like a second Gzeira, it's called one Gzeira. Or else he says, Bahitzor, there's a swear to be Machmi Bahitzor. But so is an easy melacha. To be able to hear Rabbon Lomachin even by Gzeir on Gzeir. So now Omer Abaye, Minoa Minua, where's my right that Rabbon made Gzeir to Gzeir by the Yisoy So? So he says in the Mishnah, V'chein Begat, the same melacha, if you have the wine in the vat, you're not allowed to stick your head out to drink it. Poshit. So the more my gas, what does it mean this vat of wine? E Rishus HaYochid, if the vat of the wine is in the Rishus HaYochid, Tanina, the Mishnah already said, you can't stand Rishus HaRabim and put your head out to Rishus HaYochid and drink. If the vat is in Rishus HaRabim, Tanina, we also learned this. What's the Mishnah saying? The Chaim Begas. And a lot of Karmelis, Chur means tell us this gas is a Karmelis. It means it's a big vat, a big kli, and it's more than Gimel Tfachim off the ground, and it's more than Dalad wide, so therefore it's called a Karmelis. So the Toy speaks out, even though we have before Toy said a lot of Karmelis, but Alpha Gav, the Ein Karmelis, the Caliph, we have before Rashi Yisoid, there's no dim Karmelis of a kli. So the Toy says, Hai Gav, Kimu de Mechubu, the Karka, Loishime Kli. Here this vat, since it's Mechubu, the Karka, it's not called a kli anymore. The vat is something like that is attached to the ground, that has a dim Karmelis on it. So that's the Chiddush, that the Chain Begav, even though it's only a Karmelis, still it's also. So this is Rav is Raya, that the Rabbonim made this Gzeira, not to stand Rishus Yochin, and put your head out into the vat of wine, that's a Karmelis, to drink, because the Gzeira made you come to bring it inside. You see, the Rabbonim made the Gzeira. So more Rav, while my Rav says, the Chain Begas, that's what the Mishnah says, the Chain Begas, it's a new halach legamri. That's Linyan Meiser, it's not talking about Isseroid. So, it's talking about Linyan Meiser. What's it got to do with Meiser? The trash Linyan Meiser, the Shtiya al Hagas. If you drink wine, when the wine is still in the gas, in the vat, where they make the wine, mamish, le'okra mishom, you didn't take the wine out of the vat yet, lo'itziya chutzah, hevishtiyase aroi. The shti is called an aroi, only aroi means, temporary. O'pote mimaisi, o'pote mimaisi, kozuman shle'yorod labor, shugumar malachte. Halacha by maiser is, you're not allowed to eat maiser until you take off truma to maiser. When is the chal the chiyuv truma semaisis? When you have the gemar malacha, when you finish doing the work with the peri. Here, when you're making wine, the wine is called finished when it leaves the vat and goes into the bor. That's where you store the wine in the bor. That's called the wine is finished. Before the wine gets into the bor, it's not called gemar malachtoi. So halacha is midiraisi, you're allowed to drink the wine without truma semaisis. But the rabbanim made gzeris and they said ashtiyas arai, just take a little bit. That's mutter. Ashtiyas kva, that's also. Even koydin gemar malachta, take a shtiyas kva, a real drink, that's awesome with Rabbon. So shall now, if you want to take a drink of wine when the wine is still in the vat, so it's not a gemar malacha, is it awesome or not? So saying a chiddush, that it's mutter, but it's not called a shtiyas kva, it's called a shtiyas arai. So that's a shtiyas arai, a protein in maisa, kozuman shle yorva the bor, kozuman the wine didn't get into the bor yet. Shu gemar malachta ila maisa, avaloit siya mishoma, let's say you'll take the wine out of the vat, then have a kva. Nobody throws the leftover wine drink now back into the vat. So when you take the wine out, this jar of wine is called, this wine is finished. You're not going to do anything more with it. So it's called Gemara Malachta, and it's also a filo arai. The Alpha Gav Ligma Malachta Lamaiser is still also. So the Chiddush is Vechein Begas, that what? That you're allowed to drink the wine in the gas. If you put your head into the vat and drink the wine, it's mutter. That's only called the shtiyas ara, not a shtiyas kva. So nothing to do with the yisroi. So nu Allah can get to us meisa. Tomorrow the chayn number of sheshes, the chayn begas in your meisa. The tanan shoyisin alagas. You're allowed to drink wine, but the wine is still in the vat, even though you didn't take off truma to meisas yet. Then alachamim, whether you put the wine into hot water, you mix it. Usually used to dilute it in water. Then alatsoinim, whether you put it into tsoinim, into cold water, both of them will potter. It's potter from truma to meisas. You have a heter to drink it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. We have Lezer, we have Sadik Mechai, field, no, both shtiyas, the shtiyas osar. Once you take it out of the vat or you drink there, it's called the kvas osar. V'chol make a chilek, v'chol moimrim, Allah chamin chayit. If you take the wine out of the vat and put it into hot water, so once it's in hot water, you'll never throw the wine back into the vat, because hot wine could ruin the vat. So when you took it out, that's called the kvan yichayit. Allah tsoinen hatachomim, if you just put it into cold water, then potter. Then it's still called the shtiyas arai. It's still like called the wine part of the vat, and it's not called nigma malachta. It's mutter wine. Mivnei shumachter esam oiser, because the svara, the cold wine, you'll throw back into the vat. So it's never called the gemar malach of this wine. Therefore, since you're only taking the shtiyas arai, it's mutter. Shrashi bechamin shemozgu bechamin. If you took the wine out of the vat and put it into hot water, shuvei nivrei lahachter esam oiser. Nobody throws leftover wine when you finish with this jar back into the vat. It shouldn't make the wine in the vat a chomet for vinegar. So, male, that's where Rabbi learned. There's no right. The chayim begas doesn't mean chrisoy. So, it means vilchas meisa, that we hold like the first shita, like Reb Neya, that you're allowed to drink wine from the gas. It's still not called nigma malachtoi. It's called the shtiyas arayin. It's mut. Right. Tanan, it says now, Mishnah, the ratio, lo yetzei hachayet v'machtoi, a weaver should not walk out with his needle. Some of the chashaych, if he's taking a walk right before Shki on Shabbos, he shouldn't walk out with the needle. Why? Even though there it's not Shabbos yet, but it's a gzeirah, shem yishkach v'yotzei. Maybe you'll forget and go out with it on Shabbos itself. My love, what is the Mishnah talking about? What's the chiddush in the Mishnah? My love, the tchuv v'loi b'bigdoi. Talking about the needle, is toch v'bigdoi. Not that his mamish holding in his hand. It's just like stuck into his jacket, stuck into his hat. Which the chur is on an issum of the rabbonim carrying it out. And still you see the rabbonim make gzeirah. Even if you would carry the needle out on Shabbos itself, it would only be awesome with the Rabbonin, because that's not called Derech Chaytzobekach. Still, the Rabbonin said, don't walk out with it Friday before Shkia, or Gzer, you walk out with it on Shabbos. This is Abayi's Raya, that on Yisr, Chaytzobekach, the Rabbonin makes it Gzer, Gzer. Zrashi, my lap is Chubba Bidigoy, Shein Derech Chaytzobekach. This is the Klal on Shabbos. All the Molochas, Lamates Molochas, the only Chayiv with the Raya, you do them Kedarkoy. A Derech, the way you do it in the Choyim. But if you do something with a shinui, with the rice is potter. See, the Yisrael Kork, the Yisrael carrying something out on Shabbos is only chayiv if you carry it out the derech, the way people carry it out in the middle of the week. Now, if somebody wants to carry out a needle in the middle of the week, the way you carry out is in your hand. Not derech to stick it into your bag and walk out with it. Therefore, if you would stick it into your bag and walk out with it, it would only be us in the midrabbanim. But that's called a shinui. Shrashi shen derech hoitzor bekach. V'yafilu hoitzil v'shusar rabim. Mishach ha-sheikhash. Shavus b'yamu. I feel we would carry it out with Shabbat on Shabbos. It would only be a Shavus of the Rabbanim. The Kogos, the Tom of HaShech, Lot of HaShech. You see the Rabbanim made Gzera, Friday, not to carry, or to Shabbos. Alma Gazrinu, Yisra Shabbos, Gzera l'Gzera. This is Abai Yisraya for Yisra. Wait, so they made Gzera l'Gzera. So the Gemara of Rabbi holds, no, Loi, do not get lay b'yodi. We're talking about we holding in your hand. So there, if you would walk out with a needle in your hand on Shabbos, the Benisa the Raisa, so Rabbanim made Gzera. Friday before Shki, if you walk out, then you're not supposed to walk out with something in your hand. Toshima, lo yetzei hachayit b'machtei atchub le b'bigdoi. Says call on the bright to hear. You can't walk out with a needle stuck into your baggage. My lab there is Shabbos. My lab is talking about even on Erech Shabbos you can't. That's exactly do it on Shabbos. Maloi kitan yehi b'Shabbos. This bright is talking about on Shabbos itself, and it's telling you that midrabbanan it's also to walk out with a needle stuck into your baggage. For the more of a tanya, another bright says. A weaver should not walk out with a needle stuck into his beged when the erev Shabbos simcha sheicha mash maklo, even erev Shabbos before Shkia, still he shouldn't walk out with it. Why? Because his exer will forget and keep on walking out with it on Shabbos. So you see, klor the abonim made exer will exer on Yisra Shabbos. So the klor raya tabaya.
That's
where
a tailor would walk out that way.
Well, some say. The Vaal Mahav was some say. And the Gemara, Homani Reb Yehudi. So you know, this goes according to Reb Yehudi, which
which is a machloike for a main of Yuda, if an umain is chayim in such a case, is this called, even though it's a derech for umain, is it called shleike derech haitzor or not? So you want to say this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. See, Omar, umain, a professional that always wears, like, not always, but at least sometimes a weaver sticks his needle into his beggar, that's the way he walks out with it, derechum nasa chayim. Even though if you still want to carry a needle out, that's not a derech, but an umain sometimes does it to show off that he's a weaver. So in his hat, he would stick a needle out in the middle of the week to show people he's a weaver. So since an umain does it, if you do it, if an umain does it, then chayiv is chayiv shabbat, he's chayiv. Therefore, this Bryce is talking about an umain. That says an umain, don't walk out with your needle Friday, because if you're going to do it on Shabbat, it'll be a chayiv skila. Therefore, it's not a gzera. It's a gzera on a deraisa.
We have a needle
for
a
yudashita. Is that trouble something? What? We'll see. That's not. Well, we just want to say this breast goes with the Yudah. So Rashi Kitani he the Shabbos Atzmo the Chodik. Umen Rashi Hamoitzi Derechum Nosei Shurogo Lotzes Lefrokim. He just sometimes in the middle of the week he walks out like this. Kain Bechoyim is Chayiv. Tahashtu Bidei Lekvei Lechodik Zera. For this person, according to Yehuda, it's only one Zera. The Gazrin and Tom the Chashecha. Friday before Shkia, Otsa Chashecha. Maybe you walk out with it on Shabbos. The time you learn the Brisa Machlokes, Lo Yetzei HaChayit B'Machtoi HaTchub Olei B'Bigdoi, that a weaver should not walk out on Shabbos with a needle stuck into his beggar. For Lo Nagar Carpenter B'Kisim Shabazli, he shouldn't walk out with a piece of wood behind his ear. Right, also in the middle of the weekday, sometimes they walk out that way to show they're a carpenter, so it's called Derech Haitzor, according to Yudah. If he does it on Shabbos, he's Chayit. For Lo Yitzorek V'Meshicha, guy that works with wool, he shouldn't walk out with a piece of wool. Shebaznoi, Voloi Gardi, the Eroi Shebaznoi. Gardi is also Rashi Sari, Rashi Begotim Shkrabla, Mashiach Kukai Shakotim, Hutsemer, some guests from Sesam, but Piakon, Lacha Shinia, Tricha, Pakuji, Sari, Mashiach, Nekas. These are different weavers. A weaver, a Gardi is a weaver. And also, he walks out with wool he has behind his ear. Also, the shoulder, he's a weaver. Voloi Tseva, Bedugma, Shebatsavaroi, Tva means a dyer. Shouldn't walk out the dugma shasor, he a sample he has hanging around his neck. He has a sample of the dye. That's a person that exchanges money. The dina shabazna, he shouldn't walk out with a coin behind his ear. The yimyotse potter abalosa. Diver Rameya. Rameya holds even if you do this on Shabbos, still it's only yasim the rabbonin and not midiraisa. Even though you're an umin, and even though sometimes you walk out like this in the chel in the middle of the week, but you only do it when you want to show off that you're this type of an umin. A shulchani, you exchange coins, so you want to sit coin here to show people you take care of coins. But it's not a derech for the umin in the middle of the week also to walk out that way. His rove pomim, you keep the money in your pocket. You keep the tzemer in your pocket, you keep the dye in your pocket. Just since sometimes you walk out to show that way, Rameh holds that's not enough to be chayim for Shabbos. Even an umin is part of Rameh. We have Yehudu Aimeh, no. Umin, derechum nosei chayim. If you do an umein, since in the weekday sometimes he does like this, if he walks out like this on Shabbos, it's chayiv chatzis. So the machlokes for Meir and Yehuda, what the din of an umein is. So you want to say now our brisa that it says an umein should not walk out Friday is going a libo to Rabbi Yehuda, holds that if he does it on Shabbos, it's also midiraisa, therefore pasuk zera. Of a v'shar kolod impotah. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a normal person, it's not an umein, walks out with a piece of wool, a piece of wood behind his ear on Shabbos, he's potter, him is so close to a derech. The kids who are miyashav is there, no kash and rava. That's what it said. It's also what rava learns, it's because there's an issue deraisa, libra de rameya, libra de yudam, that's why it's also. Halacha, we don't pass on the yudam, halacha, we pass on the rameya. That even the umen, that does it, it's only issue de rabon, it's not issue deraisa. Rashi, dugma ma tsema tsebu, adem ma tsebu a shachon, shachon, gomini tsebu, shemaro behem dugma, lachik yazer, tsebu, 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 so right, there's no steer, there's no upslug to Rava yet. And Allah, we pass them like Rava. That in the Carmelist, they didn't make the Gzera like Gzera. They only made the Gzera on an Issa Diraisa, not in the Carmelist. You know, I think the Gura is the Machman holds even the Carmelist also as the Gzera. Right? Tony Chod, new writes now. Lo Yetze Hazav Bikisei. Hazav is a man that saw two times his Zavis, and it's a Shiloh who become a Zav if you see three times, he has Kiev Korbin. But if he sees one time, a shalvi sees a second time, if he told me or not, so he wants to wear a kiss. He wear a little beggar around his aver, that'll be able to tell if anything comes out throughout the whole day. So on Shabbos, he's not going to walk out with this.
But Yetzi Azov Bekisa, you shouldn't wear this dagger around his aver to see if something comes out. Yim Yotza Potter Avalosa. If he walks out with it on Shabbos, he's Potter. Some see why. Shreya, why is it Potter? Lechura, this is called Derech Haitzor. You know, the week says somebody comes to Zov, he puts a dagger around his aver there to see if something comes out. Still on Shabbos, you're Potter. But Tan Yidach, another Bryce says, Lo Yetzi, he shouldn't walk out with this. Yim Yotza Chayim Chatis, but if Zav walks out with this, he is Chayim Chatis. Could the steam him? Or Mir Yetzi Lakasha. Or Reb Meir, or Reb Yehuda, I'll tell you, it's only Friedrich of Machlokes. Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, according to Reb Yehuda, holds that an umin is chayiv. Here also, since the Zav, he's doing it for purpose, he's chayiv. And the one that says, your potter goes to leave with Reb Meir. The Drashi, kiss. Shoysin lezov, the kosher lepi homo. They tie it around the zomo. The kavaboy is a zoid, that if any zov comes out of him, he'll catch it. And I'll be able to tell where he's holding. The first day, second day, to Zayniki, and he has to know if Zav comes out of him or not. His Horeb Yehuda. For a person that is a Zav, it's a Derech to walk out of this Bechil. Shrek the Gemara, Omalei Abaye, that's not a good Terech. Hey, Madishama to the Rav Meir, when does Rav Meir say you're Potter if you walk out? V'midi delav hai nevurche. That's not Derech to walk out the way. People in the mouth don't walk out with wood behind the ears. They won't walk out with a pen behind the ear. Not a derech haitzodakach, even though an umin does it sometimes, but even an umin, rov pomim, doesn't work out that way. Rov pomim you have in your pocket, not behind your ear. That's why Rav Meir holds it only with the rabbonim. Of a benidi, the haini urche, but something everybody walks that way, is mi shamitlei. Does Rav Meir say a potter? The kashrut is every zov, if he walks out like this in the middle of weekday with a kiss around his aver, so he'll walk out with it on Shabbos, it'll also be chayiv. So after he said, go to the court of Meir, hold your potter. Trashi b'midi lav hainu urchei to go and call elu. We have the pashnui in the mala. And derech haitzosa. It's not a derech to walk out behind your ear. Ela biyad yikarei to carry those things out in your hand. Afil lumen even a numen. Ela b'shor shuroitza lahachriz la'atzmoi shuumen. Sometimes a professional wants to show that he's a good writer. So he always walks out. He walks out with a pen behind his ear. So people should know he's a writer. Avo kis lezav and derech haitzosa ela b'kach. But somebody says Zav and he has to have something around to see if it comes out or not in the weekday, that's the only way he does it. He ties it around the Zav and walks out with it. Is me Shamal at a potter? How could you say a potter there? So the Gemara Dibra Tamach, if you want to say not like this, Elamiyato, Hedges, a normal person, it's not a carpenter. Shechoka ka bevika. He takes a thick piece of wood on Shabbat and he takes a sizzle and he starts hanging and banging out and makes the shear of a cow. Shechoka, he hollows out. Kav, the shear of a kav, the bikon, and a piece of wood. Who is making a kli? The shemanis a bainer. You want to say that b'shabbos or mei hakanami d'loy mechayiv? You want to say contrary mei this person will be chayiv? And since he's not a carpenter, so he's not an umen, he's not rogel making kelim. So somebody makes a hobby and shabbos starts to make kelim. You be potter mei d'raisa. There's no svara. Since even though you're not an umen, but since this is a derech to make a kli, you're doing the normal way about the chayiv mei d'raisa. Here also, since the zav, it's a derech of him to walk out with a kiss. How could you say you're potter for carrying it out on Shabbos? Shrash deal with him, okay, the moidah may have the me shall call doctor the kach. Hedjit, shakoka kava dika. Hoyo vienna umen, he's not a carpenter. Venderech a chika the kach, he doesn't know how to hollow out so good. Hokinami the potter of meya. In Kayla Machaiva may have a Shabbos el umen. El akorka about a swazama said, hoyo the call derech a kosa shall zen. The kach, whoever makes a kli. This is the way you make the kli, Machaiv. Hokinami, hoyo the call derech a so zu lezer, the kachaiv. The only way you walk out with this kiss, with this bedeg, is around the yever. So Baden Shabbos also be chayiv. So the Mora Ela had nothing to do with the machlokes from many of Yehuda. What's the machlokes? The zav is chayiv or not? The Omer of Hamnuna Lakasha. Can the zav bal shteirias? Can the zav bal gimrias? Depends if you already saw three times or not, but you only saw two times. Ramaish no zav bal shteirias the chayiv. What do you say if he walks? If he saw two times, he walks out now he's chayiv. Why did me boil a lebdika? Because he needs it. Like it's called hoitzolat tzarech. A person that saw Zav two times, he's taking tumen out for 7 days, but it's not mechuyev korban. If the third day he sees again Zav, his din changes, he has to bring korban now. So it's a geyitim to know if he's a Zav or not. Therefore he's carrying it out for purpose, it's called hoitzolat tzarech, and it's called his chayif. Mashenkin, the third time, is Baal Gimurias means you already saw 3 days. So you know kloya tumen. So there's no purpose for you to carry it out now. So why like a malachas and tzrich legufa, that's why you thought it. Mechayis, furthermore, maish no zav bal shtei riyas de mechayis. Timi boi de lebedika, he needs it.
to see if we'll have a Chiyuv Korban, if we'll see the third day or not. Zav Bal Gimel Nami. No, even if you saw already 3 days. Also, now Shabbos is the fourth day, you have to wear this kachis. Nami mi boy lay, lisvira. You have to know, because Allah is, after you saw Zav, now you have to have Zainakim. You have to wait 7 days until you know sure you didn't see any Zav, and then you bring a korban, and then you go to the mikvah, then you go to the mikvah first, then you bring korban the 8th day, you become Torah. But he has to know the next few days he doesn't see Zav. There's also negeya for him to wear the kiss. So why do you say it's potter? It's also called the hoitzor, again like the...